And the Kamaval Mishnah by Krishma is only b'diyeved, he yot the Mitzvah Krishma. But Mitzchila, you're not supposed to say it unless you can hear it. So maybe Mikra Megillah also, just say Mitzchila, don't let a Cheresh blame the Megillah. But b'diyeved, you yot them. So the Merloi talk about it, if I can't be shot. See, Ksoni, Cheresh, do me the Shreit of the Cotton. It says a Cheresh, Shreit of the Cotton, is lo yot them. It's not Shreit of the Cotton. They're not Tanei Das, they're not Mechuyiv and Gansin. Is the Yevin, Nami Loya, Filu, but the Yevin not yet to the Mitzvah, is Mash Lukura Av Cherish, is the Yevin Nami Loy. So the heck with that Mishnah has to go across Rav Yossi. And the Kura the Kasher is then, there's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Yossi, there'll be a little problem then. The Kura should pass by that Mishnah then. That's what we're bothered by. But the Kura we have no Eitzah. You can't say it means only, look at Chila, you shouldn't do it, but the Yevin Yotzah, because it says in the same thing, a Cherish straight to the cotton, and a cotton straight to the Shuri, not yet to the Mitzvah. So the Marat Mariah. Might be one is that time that Mishnah goes according to Yudal Lalocha. So the Duma, Hawkid Yisa.
All right, turn over. Again, the Duma, Hawkid Yisa. No, each one is separately. Cheresh has its din, and Cheresh and Shait has its own din. Nothing more says. Well, me more says, look, Makrab Yudal, you say this Mishnah goes according to Yudal. For me to turn the sefer, since the sefer Mishnah says that Reb Yudah is machshir bekotin, mechlal, that's the proof. The ratio of Reb Yudah, the ratio of the Mishnah is not Reb Yudah shita. Because otherwise, what do you have to say at the end? Reb Yudah says the ratio is also Reb Yudah. So Moshe says no. Dilma, maybe we let tell you kul Reb Yudah. The Mishnah goes according to Reb Yudah. But for trei gavne cotton, there are two types of a cotton, and the chasur mechso, something is missing over here. Vokhi turn. This is the way it should be learned. Hakol Kshem Lukas as a Megillah, everybody's kosher to read the Megillah. Chutz excluding the Cheresh of the cotton. But the Medo Amurim was it said that a cotton is possible, the cotton shlig in the Chinuch. If he's less than 6 or 7 years old, he didn't come to the mitzvah of Chinuch yet. Av a cotton shlig is 6 or 7 years old already, there's a Gila Chinuch already, then Afilach Achila kosher. Did Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Shreb Yehuda Machshir Bekotin, as Yehuda Shifter is the old cotton, could learn the Megillah. You now learn some Rashi's.
That's because Shlei Yigil Chinuch. Abul Yigil Chinuch. I feel like Yigil Shari. The Mashari is very sure this Rashi. The Kuru is Shlei Yigil Chinuch. I feel like the Ebed is not Yotze. It's like nothing. Rashi Yigil Chinuch means mitzvahs. To go in then Teisha or Beinetha. It's also sure. Could there mean a Biyuma Perik Basu? That's a bit of Shrei Rashi. Usually that Shir of 9 and 10, the Gemara said that's for Tainus. For Tainus, the Shrei to the Chayiv, a 6-7-year-old kid. But usually by Shan Mitzvahs, when he's 6 or 7, he's already a Bar Chiyuve. Or even that, it depends, calls him on the Kon, can understand the Mitzvah, he has enough Das to know why they're learning the Megillah, like he knows the story about the Megillah, why we're learning it, he's already Mechuyah. Also, this is Shrei this Rashi. Why he picks on the Chiyuv of 9 and 10, like the Shir of fasting. Because of the Gemara, B'maya Kimta, Reb Yehuda. We wanted that time. Now this Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Who diyevet in? Look at Chidulai. That the diyevet when the Cheresh learns the Megillah, you are yotz. It's only mitchilah, you're not yotzam. Elohod, you're Tony Reb Yehuda, braid Reb Shimon ben Pazi. There's another brayza that says what Cheresh hamedaber v'yena shemeya. His term look at chilah, he could make truma even mitchilah. So you see, there's such a shita that even though you can't hear it to your ears. Your Yotzim Etchila is Lukurimani, who is a Golite. So we're going to go back to the same Gemara we had before over again. Like Metchila, we only have our Mishnah, there's two Man Yamar in the Mishnah. We have Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So if we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Metchila, you shouldn't do it, then this Mishnah says that Metchila, you could do it, goes like nobody. Any more money? Lori Rabbi Yehuda, Lori Rabbi Yossi. He Rabbi Yehuda, Diev, within the Chila Light. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says now Mishnah, if you call a Kriyashma, Lo Yishmil Yosna Yotza, we're saying it's only the Evan. That's why the Mikra Megillah, Metchila, you should not blame the Megillah Cheresh. Elamai I Rabbi Yossi, the Evan Amelor, Rabbi Yossi, the Evan, the Evan, the Evan, the Mitzvah. So does this bright to go like Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, it says the Cheresh, Amadabir, even Metchila, he's allowed to make off Shuma, say the Brocha. Elazar, the Gemara, my Lechur, what you have to say is Rabbi Yehuda, the Filuch Etchila Nami. You have to say, Yehuda Shita, Tanakam of our mission host, that Afilu Metchila, you could be at the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Even though you don't hear it to years, he doesn't dance in Shema, you have to hear it to years. Eloha Ditanya, Lo Yevorech, Fred Gemara, Eloha, Yehuda, Afilu Tila. Now, the Gemara can't be either. Hello, de Tanya. This is the bright we had. You should not bench Beliboy. Other the Imberich Yotza, above the effort, you are Yotza. You see, Claude, there's a middleman Diyama. That Metchila, if you can't hear, don't do it. But the Yevad, you are Yotza, the Churmani. Lori of Yehuda, Lori of Yaisi. Because he, Rev Yehuda, that now we want to say, you are Mafilu Metchila Nami. We're going now to Tanakam, Rev Yehuda holds, even Metchila, you're allowed to say the Shema, even though you don't hear it. And that's the Shimon Pazis Halacha. So it's Shreya here, it says, you should not bench Metchila. Be Rev Yaisi. It's also Shreya. Omar, Afilu the Yevad Nami Loi. Rev Yaisi, Afilu, but the Yevad, you're not Yotza Mitzvah Krishwam. So after you say here, by Birka Samozin, Vidi Yevad, if you didn't hear what you said, you Yotza. Yes, whose feet is this? So the morally Ayulam Yav Yehudi, like I said before, you have to say like Yav Yehuda, Yafilo Ketchila, Nami. Yav Yehuda himself holds that even Metchila, you are allowed to say Shema, even though you don't hear it. Fule Kasha, I think the theory is one bright that says, Lo Yavorachot and Birchas and Mosin, that Metchila you should not bench, only with the Evid you are Yoitza. Who does that go like? The Terra says there's two Rav Yehudis. For the day, his own memory, for the Rabbi. One of Yehuda saying all the name of his Rebbe. Titania, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Lezer Ben Azai, saying all the name of his Rebbe, HaKoyre Shema Vilein, Kriya Shema, Sarash Yishmili Yoznoi, Heis Metchila, you're supposed to hear what you're saying, Shenema Shema Yisrael, Shema means to hear. Omer Le Reb Meyes, Dr. Meyes Rik, Harei Yoi Ma Sharonechi Mitzavach HaYoyim Alav Avecha, Salav Avecha Ma Shema Acha Kavona Falev, Hein Hein Advar, that Avi, you said it, even though you don't hear it, that's also enough to be Yotzer. So, this teretz is Reb Yehuda holds the shame is ready that Yotze Metchila is good. Nochmal zot imor b'hashter the Yasl Hochi that you have what the Reb Meir that says the Feirish Metchila Yotze. So we have already a three man the Yomrim. You don't have to make two Reb Yehudis. His Afilu Tamer Reb Yehuda Karabit really. Now everything seems very good. You have Yehuda from now Mishnah and that's Reb Yehuda from the Mishnah Megillah that holds Metchila. You're not supposed to say something if you can't hear it. Therefore, Cheresh should not learn the Megillah. It's only for the Eved Yotza. Ulay Kasha, for Rav Yehuda or Rav Meir? What was the Kasha on this to say our Rav Yehuda holds that for the Eved, it's only for the Eved Yotza, not Metchila? That there was a Brisa that says, Kloa, Metchila, it's Mutter. There that goes according to Rav Meir, the third man, the Yomer. Good. So, Kitzel, we have our three Shittas. Whether the Rav Yehuda holds for the Eved, you're not Yotza. Rav Yehuda's Shitta is Metchila, don't do it, only for the Eved Yotza. Rav Meir's Shitta is the Yotza Metchila. What's Aloha? Omram Chizah, Omram Shein Aloha, Kev Yehuda. Shiyama Mishum Avloza Ben Azayah. The what that Avadim Metchila, you should hear it. Say it loud enough to hear it. Because Bidi Yevad Al Yotza. So it's Aloha, Kev Yehuda. Aloha is also like Kev Yehuda Shita. For now, Mishnah. That Metchila, Bidi Yevad, you are Yotza. What do we do? Two men, who are chasing over the same thing. Yagash Mehaloch, Kev Yehuda, the Kriyashma Shleshmil Yaznath Yotza. The Chura is the same thing. The Chura Tzrich, you need these two halachim. Three Yashmin halacha Krev Yehuda. If you would just say halacha like Yehuda means a Tanakam of our Mishnah that says you just say Shema and you don't hear Yotza, have a min, I would think after look at Tchila. After look at Yehuda, Tanakam means even with Tchila you're allowed to do with that halacha. Kamash Mula, no. Halacha Krev Yehuda, Shama Mishum of Loza Ben Azayah. And what it's only the Yevud Yotza. But Avad and Tchila when you say Shema, you're supposed to speak it out to hear it. Marvi Yashmin Halacha Krev Yehuda Shama Mishum Avloza Ben Azayah. Let him just say that Halacha. There it's a claw that Metchila you're supposed to hear. Have the Eved Yotzam. Have a mean I would think it says Loshin Sorech. You're supposed to hear V'en Letakonor. But with the Eved, if you did not hear, maybe not Yotz at all. Shemash Bana Halacha Krev Yehuda. But Avad and Avad, if the Eved you are Yotzam. Shashmin V'en Letakonor. Look at the Eved. I can make a mistake and say Rabbi Yehuda you're supposed to, but if you don't, even with the Eved, you're not Yotzer. Kamashma, no, that's Halacha. And Metchila, whenever you make a bracha, anything you say, Shema, you're supposed to say it loud enough that you yourself could hear it. Because with the Eved, if you didn't hear it, you are Yotzer. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Machlokes B'Krishma. There's only Machlokes by Krishma. Abu B'Shar Mitzvah, where it means by the Rashi of Kol HaBrochis. Mitzvah here means all on the brochis is the mitzvah you have to speak out. The Rehakal Yotzer. Shema Yisrael, you have to listen. That's going to call a mitzvah. So all mitzvahs is Shema, you have to hear. But the more mitzvah, and often that we have a verbite before, Well, you've already called the Virka Samozin, believe me, the Embirch Yotza, you see, the Yevon, you are Yotza benching. All right, that's other mitzvahs. You see, you don't have to have a Shema laws night. The Morella eat itma, Reb Chizalach, Och itma. Omer Rab Yosef, Machlaikis the Krishma. Forget the whole Machlaikis in the Mishnah. Reb Yosef and Ibiud is only Machlaikis by Krishma. They'll see Shema Yisrael. That was Reb Yosef's Svarah. Shema means you have to hear it. Ah, well, the Shema mitzvahs, Divrei Hakel Yotza. It's even he holds, even Reb Yosef holds your Yotza by Shema mitzvahs. That's this man, the Yamashita. I for tomorrow will see Haskes of Shema Yisrael. As master by Shema mitzvahs, Haskes, listen to the Torah. Who Shema Yisrael, you have to listen and you have to hear what you're saying. And tomorrow, who would do what Torah did? Start talking about doing the mitzvahs of the Amiram. It's talking about learning Torah. And when you learn Torah, you have to matzah much as when you learn Torah. The Drash Yehu, Haskei, so Shema B'divra Terek Siv. So the Armina Perek Haroi, the last daf in the Sechtam, Kitsu Asmachem, like chop off yourself, I'll give you Terek. When you come to learn Terek, it's hard, you have to matter Zich, as if you're like killing yourself. And Mara says, if you name a Saf, I'll give you Terek. That's what Haskei means, the Shema Yisrael. But doesn't pertain to the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, Lanach, we hold, even though you don't hear the Bracha, you are Yotz of the Bracha. But Abdi, you spoke it out. Right. Mishnah said, Korah, Ladikis to see Abiyas Yosef. You said that Krishna, where you were Madagi, you were Mepharish it very clearly. It's a Machlekes to be Yosef. Omer Atovi, Omer Abiyash, Allah is the Divri Shneim Lokim. The word in both Allah is that, even though Loy Hashmil Yaznoi is Yosef, and I feel Ladikis to see Abiyas Yosef, yet both Kasroinis, still you Mekayim the Mitzvah Krishna. Abdi, you said it, Yosef. The Omer Atovi, Omer Abiyash, you might have said, Sholosh Heino Loisis Bana. There are three things that never filled up, never satisfied. Shoil, that means the kfur when you bury people, like this, the people never stop dying. The Yotzer Rochem, is how many children you can have, it's never satisfied. And the next thing the prophet says is Oritz, means how much rain comes down on the ground. No matter how much rain comes, it can always use more and more rain. For the Gemara of the Chima Inyan Shoil Eitzel Rechem. What does the grave got to do with the Rechem giving birth? El Olay Maluch. Ma rechem, just like the rechem, machnis. So might say if the Adam puts the zera into the isha, and then she's might see the blood, is af shol the same thing the grave is machnis. We put the mesim into the grave, or might see avad will come a tchiyah for mesim, will come out of the grave. The more avad dvorim kal v'chaimu. Or ma rechem, madach when you have tashmish with your wife. Shemach nisin boy v'chashoy. It's always done quietly, privately. When the Zera goes into Isha, very quietly, but Sneus is Moitzim Imenu. When Isha gives birth, is Bekele Kele, is pregnant, there's later pain, she's Kele Kele, is a Bezoi Shoal, is a Kavachayma to a grave. Shemach Nisim by Bekele Kele, so somebody's Nisim will make a Turam, everybody's crying about it. Is a Nadin, Avad and Avad, is Moitzim Imenu Bekele Kele. And it comes to Tchilas and Nisim, after the Nisim, then there'll be Kele Kele, everybody will be jumping the joy with the Tchilas and Nisim. Mikan Shuba Le'oim Yomein Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. And you derive from the Pasuk in Mishlei that is Tchias HaMesim. Rashi, Shol B'yotze Rechem, Pasuk Hu B'seif HaMishlei, Shol L'Sheinu L'Tzad Bana. Rechem Machnis HaZera U'Moitzi Avlad. Shol L'Kever, Shemachnisim Boi V'Kri L'Kri L'Shol Pecha Yomistei. When you bury somebody, he's crying in a Fadim. And when he comes out Tchias HaMesim, there'll be much more. Tony, Rabbi Ishiya, Kaimi, the Rover. Uchsavtum is Hakil B'Ksav. Uchsavtum Rashi, Shtek Siva, Tom Ushlein. When you write a mezuzah, you have to write the old Parashia, Gesunta Ksiva. These are Al Halachis, Hawaitis, how you have the Madak, the Klo, the Aleph, the Bey, the Gimel. So if the Achidish, Asibu Tzavoy, even the Parashia of Krishna, when it says, Al Mezuzah, Speitecha, even the Tzivu, to put up a mezuzah, you also have to write in the mezuzah. The Rashi, Asibu Tzavoy, Shibapasha Grenu Ksharptim Uchsavtim, so if Nichta Vitilna Mezuzis. Hey, whether you're writing the parasha in Yitzvilna or in your Mezuzis, maybe you think you only have to write about the Mitzvah. But after the Pasuk says, put it on, it's Savoy, not Kamashana, even the Savoy you have to write. Omalev Yom Lochaman, here you go, like Yav Yudi. Yom Agabe Soita, he says by Parsha Soita. We're also, the Kohen has to write the Megillah and put it into the Mayim Amorim. Always Koitiv, Savoy is Eine Koit. He holds there, Yav Yudi holds, you don't write the Tzavoyis by the Megillah of the Soita. So, it means according to Yehudi, you need a Chiddush, that by Tefillin you do. What's the Chiddush? Both the Mudich see the Kosev as Olay. Over there, by Mikra Soita, it's a Gzeret Kosev, the Kosev as Olay. Only write down the Klolus, what the Soita will get. is that's all the Taylor. Avalocho, the Chsiv Uchsavtam, but here by Mezuzah or by Tzilin, it says a Kolor Loshen Uchsavtam, Afilu Tzavoyis Nami. You should also write the Tzavoyis Yitzivu to do it. So the Gemara, also time that Yudim is shown the Kosav, the Chsiv the Kosav, is that the Yudim is Svar, because that's Loshen the Kosav. So the Gemara, time of the Yudim is shown the Chsiv always. Always in Tzavoyis Loi. It says over there, always, Sobshita, by mezuzah, you don't have to have an extra word like uchsav tom, like uksiva tama. The Kuru just said the word bekosav. It says uksav tom, uksiva tama, even this. But what do we need this rebu for? Even if we would have said the word bekosav, but shita, it's only by saita, that here a person says claw, as for always. Always means only the clawless, and not the tzavoy. But here by mezuzah, would have just said kosav would also be good. So it's more Allah Yitzchak. Sav kotaytech haninoch, neva ksiva ksiva mihosam. We would have just said the word Mekosav here by Tzil and Mezuzah, I would say learn out Siva here, just like Siva by Saita. Mahosam olet in Savoyis Loi, just like when you write down the Mikri and the Megillah of a Saita. You only write down the curses and not the Siva. What you're supposed to do is Afachinami, maybe by Tzil and Mezuzah is also the same thing. It's after the Savoyis Loi, you don't have to write it. Because Rachmanu Chsav Tom, Hafilu Savoy, that says Lashon Chsav Tom, means the Lashon Ksiva Tamam, the Ganta Pasha, you have to write. So the Mara Ta'a Rashi, Yom Lachmani, you heard the Yatsvich Lekro, and the Rabbi Savoy, the Ksiva, who needs the Ribri? The Yehudi. The Shemini Gabi Ksiva, Pasha, Saita. Mishun Lechiv Beyu Chsav Tom. Here it doesn't say like Chsav Tom, or Ksiva Tom, and Lava Krosav. The Yom Olet, in Savoy, it's like going by Shvi Oysa Koin. The Yom Rakoin. Is what the prophet says the Kohen should do, that you don't have to write in the Megillah. You only have to write the actual curse. And Mishamalhu, the Mashmiut, Holoik Siv Mutai, have a Mashmakula Milsa. Leave a Kosav. Rachel Lekim Yutah, Laman Rabinum and Kosavtam. And the Gemara, if a woman says the Kosavtam, Manan Zemeshava, the Kosav the Kosav. Tony Rabbi Ovadiyam, Kaimi the Rover. What's the drasha of lemadatam? She lemud chotam. That when you're learning or saying parshas Krishna, you have to medazik in the yisrael. Say it nicely. Tam means she eaten revach ben adrekim. Stop between two words that may mix up and sound differently. Like some say, only rav about the rav answer back which word. The going al lebavecha. If you say al lebavecha, you can make the two lamids sound like one lamid. So make a revach stop al lebavecha, al lebavchem. Bechol Lubavecha. There's two lamis. Bechol Lubavchem. Esed and Besodcha. There's a base and a vase and a base, even though a vase and a vase are shreds mixed up, but still, you should put it on Revach. Beavadatem and Mehera. It's also Besoshvehir. It sounds differently. Lubavatem and Mehera. Hakanaf and still. It's also Besoshvehir. But if it has a pain of faith, you make a Revach in between. Eschem and Mehera. The Nem and the Men. Omer Reb Chomer Reb Chanino. Call Akira Kriyashma. If you say Kriyashma, Madartik of the Yos Yosel, you're Madartik very much to read it carefully and pronounce every ois nice, is Mitsanen like Gehenim. Because there you'll have a be Matsuyu even from Gehenim, who cool off Gehenim for you. Shenema, the forest, Shaddai Melochim. Like Kodeshbok, Shaddai Ebishto, pushed aside the Melochim for Tishtashle the Talmud. It was snowing in Talmud. What does that mean? We dash an owl, tikri before it, and Hashem spreads it out. Ela beforeish. Means when we're in the forest, we say Shaddai, we say Hashem's name, very good, we'll have a school of them. And now tikri b'tzalmon, ela b'tzalmon. That means there'll be snowing where, not in Salmon, but in Salmon, in Gehenim. As you're going to make it snow there, or as you'll make it nice and cool in Gehenim. So because that you're mefarish, clone, you say Yedibur, it'll be master you. So interesting, the Mashal says the word Shakai, the Shin Dalet, is always a Lashon in Shmirah that Hashem watches us from Mazikim. That's what it's taught by our Mezuzah. The Ikah from the Mezuzah, a lot of the Mitzvah Deraisa, but it's a Mazik, it protects us from the Mazikim. That's why outside the Mezuzah we have the word Shin Dalet Yud always written. Because that's the Shem Hashem, that's to protect us from Mazikim. It says very good, the Mashal, that if we use out, the Prophet says here Shakai, by saying Krishma, that means if you use out this Inyan of saying Krishma, the Digduk, the male of the Yabishtu, will even be Matthew from the Shmirah, not only of Elam Azeb, but even the Shmirah of Elam Abur. It's the same Tchut with the Shakai, which is the Shmirah, will watch you in Elam Abur. How does it watch you there? In Gehenim. That's why it'll be a Kudur for you.
Now the Gemara says, Vaitom, V'yom Rabbi Chom of Rabbi Chaninom, Lo Monismucho, Oy Holum, Necholim. How come it says the Pasha of a Holum next to the Necholim?